It's sports call. Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
We're doing.
Yeah, I was gonna say this
sports
right.
Sports call Jeopardy is what we're doing specifically, fellas. Sports call nickname Jeopardy up on the board. I have written five different categories. These categories are baseball, basketball, football, NASCAR, and miscellaneous. What I'm going to do is you are going to select which one of these questions you would like to get, and I'm going to give you a nickname. Okay. You are going to tell me what player was assigned that nickname. As you go down the list, these questions get harder. So the 100s are pretty easy, and the 500s are pretty hard. Each category has five questions, ranging from 100 points to 500 points. And just like Jeopardy, as you go down the list, the more valuable questions are a little bit more tough.
Do we have to answer in the form of a question? Like, who is?
No, you do not.
Okay.
And you do not have to buzz in or anything. We're going to go person by person.
Okay, awesome.
We have a coin somewhere.
We did.
I know.
We did have a coin.
Okay, let's do this. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. Brooks?
7.
Jack?
3.
It was 7. Brooks?
Whoa!
Would you like to go first or
right
second?
On. I'll go first.
Okay, you'll go first. All right, go ahead.
I'm going to go wild. I'm going to be a little crazy here. Let's go miscellaneous for 100.
Okay, I didn't say this about miscellaneous, but with miscellaneous, I'm going to tell you what sport that person played as well.
That works.
So your right. 100 in miscellaneous is the great one in the sport of hockey.
The great one, that would be, Wayne
come
Gretzky.
On. That is correct. Wayne Gretzky. He's the greatest hockey player
ever. Darn, I
really ever.
Hope you messed that up.
He was picked out. He was given that nickname early. He was given that when he was just 10 years old by a local reporter.
I
so Brooks.
Probably, you should, I mean, I guess you should probably have access to the pushing the button here, but I don't
right,
know.
Right, but I got to keep score as well. So Brooks gets 100 points.
Does it go back to me then, or does
no,
it go to Jack?
No, it will now go to Jack. Jack. Right. Choose your category.
I'm going to take NASCAR for 100.
NASCAR for 100. The nickname you are looking at is the Intimidator.
That would be, who is Dale Earnhardt?
That is Dale Earnhardt. It was assigned in 1987 during the Winston All-Star Race, in which Earnhardt was briefly forced into the infield grass, but kept control of his car and returned to the track without giving up his lead in what is now known as the pass in the grass.
Such a great move.
That is the Intimidator. So now you are both tied at 100 points. Let me do some erasing here. I'm glad that the 100s line up. The 100s are going to line up as pretty easy as we get deeper into these. Some people may have knowledge, some may not. But we're two in. Brooks, it is your go, and we're tied at 100 points.
I'm going to go football for 100.
We'll go football 100. Your nickname is the Refrigerator.
Oh, man. I have no clue. I mean,
Brooks has to guess first. When Brooks gets it wrong, Jack can go, and Jack knows it.
Is there a timer on him?
I'm going to count down from 10 in my head, Brooks.
All right. Gosh, I don't know. Mike Ditka.
Incorrect.
That would be the coach.
Jack.
But it would be William the Fridge Perry.
It is William the Refrigerator Perry. He earned that nickname when he was a freshman at Clemson in 1981, when he and his teammate and Ray Brown tried to ride on an elevator together. Brown said, man, you're about as big as a refrigerator. So Jack now has 200 points, and Jack gets to choose a question. Jack?
I'm going to go basketball 100.
All right, we're just going through the 100s here. Your basketball name for 100 is the Greek Freak.
That would be, who is Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Giannis Antetokounmpo is correct. His size, speed, strength, and athleticism, combined with his country of origin, led to this nickname. Jack is now ahead 300 to 100.
Man.
Brooks, back to you.
I need to make up some ground here, so I'm going to go miscellaneous for 200.
Miscellaneous for 200. Your name is the Gypsy King. He is a boxer.
Oh, goodness gracious. I have no clue. Of course, Jack knows it.
7 seconds. Jack.
Hold on. I gotta give myself a name.
Tyson Fury.
That is correct. Tyson Fury, his father John, was a bare-knuckle boxer who took the name Gypsy, giving his history as an Irish wanderer. The current WBC heavyweight champion uses that heritage in his own moniker. So Jack now has 500 points. Brooks, Jack, back to you.
I was going to say, Jack. Jack.
Keep in mind, we have not gone past a 200 yet. There's still a lot of points up here.
That's true. I'm going to go.
If I'm struggling with 200, I don't know.
I'm going to go football 300.
Whoa.
Football 300. What a madman. Your name is the Manster.
Ooh. Excuse me?
The Manster. Manster.
Like hamster.
The Manster.
But the Manster. I have.
Brooks. I'm going to throw a dart and just say, yeah, I know it's probably not him, but Mario Manningham.
That is incorrect. Brooks, would you like to try a guess?
The Manster?
The Manster.
Antonio Brown.
Incorrect. This is Randy White. It was given by Cowboys teammate Charlie Waters, who said he was scared of the way White would turn from a humble and kind person to an angry beast on game days, describing him as half man, half monster.
The Manster sounds more like a hamster, though.
I know.
It sounds like man slash monster. Brooks, it's your turn. No points.
Oh, man. Golly. Let's go.
You are 400 behind Jack.
Let's go NASCAR 200.
NASCAR 200. Your name is Rowdy.
Who is Kyle Busch?
Oh, I was really hoping.
Correct. It's
that
Kyle
one.
Busch, so named for his driving style after Days of Thunder character Rowdy Burns. Brooks, you are now up to 300. Jack, you are in the lead by 200 points. Back to you.
I'm going to go with baseball 400.
Whoa.
Baseball for 100 or 400?
Oh, sorry. Baseball for 100.
100. Okay.
That's why I said whoa, because I thought you said
okay,
you
baseball.
That's like a big swing there.
Your 100-point baseball nickname is Big Sexy.
Please.
See, I thought I could get this because like I don't know baseball
seconds.
Too much.
Please.
What's his name? I'm picturing his name. Didn't he hit like a solo home run
two,
one time?
One.
I don't know.
Brooks.
It is Bartolo Colon.
Bartolo Colon! Assigned by Noah Syndergaard in 2015. It's pretty self-explanatory.
That was for Jack.
Jack has a 500 to 400 lead over Brooks. Brooks, you are back in. We are out of 100-point questions.
I could see that. Let's see. Should I go 200 or should I go bigger than that? I'm going to say...
You take the lead
go
with
big.
The correct
go baseball
answer.
Big. Go.
Let's go basketball 200.
Basketball 200. The Truth. Your nickname is The Truth.
Who is...
7 seconds.
Ryan's going to be screaming at this if he's listening on the podcast.
Four.
Later. Who is Paul Pierce?
Wow. Sniped it. That is correct. Paul Pierce is The Truth. Brooks,
Boom.
You are back in the lead. Given in his rookie year of 2001, he scored 41 points in a loss to the Lakers. After the game, Shaquille O'Neal told reporters, Paul Pierce is the mother blanking truth. Congratulations, Brooks. You are back in front. It is 600 to 500. Jack,
Let's
your
go.
Choice.
I got to go football 200.
Whoa.
We'll go football 200. Your clue is the Pillsbury Throw Boy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm blanking on the name. I didn't even know that was his nickname.
The Pillsbury Throw Boy. 10 seconds.
Oh, I have no clue.
I've blanked
Three,
on this. DeMarcus Russell.
Incorrect. Brooks.
The Pillsbury Throw Boy. I don't
You should
know.
I think SEC QB. That's all I'm going to say. I'm literally going to give you the answer.
Oh, 10. Gosh. I don't Kentucky. Know. Yeah, I'm not going to have any
Five.
Clue. No.
Three. Two, one.
Will Levis.
No points. It's Jared Lorenzen.
He played for the Giants, too. I can picture his name. I just couldn't. He played for Kentucky, right?
He did play at Kentucky. He earned the nickname while he was at Kentucky. He is still the heaviest quarterback in the history of the NFL, measuring in at 285 pounds.
That is phenomenal stuff.
Brooks, it's back to you. You have a 600 to 500 lead.
Give me NASCAR for three.
NASCAR for three. Wonder Boy.
No, you don't remember it. Who's Jeff Gordon?
Jeff Gordon is correct. It was assigned by Dale Sr. Gordon did not like any of his nicknames, including this one, but it stuck anyway. Jack, back to you. 900 to 500. Brooks with the lead.
I'm go miscellaneous 300.
Miscellaneous for three. La Pulga or The Flea. This is a soccer player. The Flea.
Okay, The Flea.
10 seconds.
I don't know. Who's Gareth Bale?
Incorrect. Brooks.
Gosh, The Flea. Golly, I don't know. If
10.
If it's a you went with Hispanic first, so I'm going to say it's like a South American.
Three, two,
Who is Luis Suarez?
Incorrect. This is Lionel Messi.
Is it really?
I thought about him, but I've never heard that nickname for him.
Messi grew up with a growth hormone deficiency. As he was growing up, he went by La Pulgalita, which translates to the little flea. He eventually underwent treatment courtesy of Barcelona. But even after treatment for the disorder, Messi to this day stands only at 5 foot, 7 inches, 150 pounds. No points. Brooks, back to you.
Well, for my next guess, I'm going to go to... You know what? I've been hot on this one. Let's go NASCAR for 400.
NASCAR for four. Sliced bread.
Oh, what? I know this one.
Sliced
I know this
bread.
One.
15 seconds.
Who is Jeff Burton?
Incorrect. Jack.
If I get this wrong, this would be very embarrassing, but I'm going to say who is Joey Logano.
Joey Logano is correct.
Wow.
We are now tied at 900 apiece. It was given by Randy LaJoy, who called Logano the best thing in racing since sliced.
I would say his nickname should have been more like Smiles or Chuckles or something, because he's always smiling.
Well, that's not what the internet told me.
Well, they also do not
lie. I did not come up with the NASCAR nicknames.
You're a very demeaning host.
I don't
watch
NASCAR.
So when you get to a break, I'm going to go ahead and say basketball for 300.
Basketball for three. Your hint is tiny.
Muggsy Bogues?
Incorrect. Brooks?
Is it... gosh...
It's probably an ironic nickname. I should
Isaiah Thomas.
Incorrect. This is Tiny assigned to Nate Archibald.
Sure.
It was passed down from his father. When Nate Archibald took over the name Tiny, his father became known as Big Tiny.
Okay.
Archibald was listed at 6'150".
All right.
And was assumed to be even smaller.
So no points on that question. So what are our points standing at as we head to
we
break?
We are tied at 900, about halfway through the game.
Tied at 900, halfway through Sports Call Jeopardy.
I should say there is no Final Jeopardy, and there is no Daily Doubles or anything like
that. So we get back into things here. Myself and Jack are competing for a miscellaneous prize.
It's pride.
It's
pride
it's,
is all you get.
We're having some fun here with nicknames, sport nicknames here for this edition of Sports Called Jeopardy.
As a reminder, your five categories are baseball, basketball, football, NASCAR, and miscellaneous. So far, we have only gotten the 100 knocked off of baseball, but every other category is down to the 400 level at least. So
go for it, Brooks.
A little over halfway. We are tied at 900. Brooks, you are up.
That is my turn. I'm rejuvenated by the Price is Right music during Jeopardy. So I'm going to take a shot, and I'm going to say miscellaneous for 400.
Miscellaneous for four.
That's where I went the first to start this round, or the last round. So.
This is a mixed martial artist nicknamed the Iceman.
Who is Conor McGregor?
Incorrect.
Who is Chuck Liddell?
It is Chuck Liddell.
Chuck
Liddell. Jack gets the points. He now leads 1,300 to 900.
There we
Chuck
go.
Liddell this was given to Liddell by his trainer, John Hackelman, due to Liddell's calm and relaxed temperament before fights.
Sure.
So we are down to 500 in the miscellaneous category. Jack.
I'm going to go 400 football.
Football for 400. Dr. Death. 10 seconds.
I think this was the 80s.
It's like a Batman villain.
Oh, my goodness.
Two, one.
I blanked.
Brooks, take a shot.
Dr. Death. I have no freaking clue, man. Marvin Harrison?
Incorrect. This is a bit of an older player. This is Skip Thomas.
Sure.
It was given to him by his teammate Bob Brown, who went by Boomer, another good nickname, who said he looked like the cartoon character who had the same name. No points. Jack is still ahead. Brooks, it's back to you. You trail 1,300 to 900.
I'm going to say basketball for 400.
I'll give you basketball for four. Your nickname is Dr. Dunkenstein. Back-to-back doctors. Dr. Dunkenstein. Dunkenstein?
Oh, gosh.
Some of these are very of an era.
Oh, my gosh. Who is Julius Erving?
Incorrect. Jack, take
That's
a stab.
I was going to guess. Bull.
No. This is Daryl Griffith. It was given to him during his college days at Louisville, where he is known for his dunking ability. When he left Louisville, he was the school's all-time leading scorer, also helped them to win an NCAA tournament in 1980. No points.
Because he
Back
went.
To Jack.
Yeah.
Jack so for so just so everybody can kind of like see the board in their heads, basketball, football, NASCAR, and miscellaneous all have only the 500-point question left. Baseball has everything but the 100.
Well, baseball 200. Let's go.
Baseball 200. Let's eat into baseball a little bit.
Let's see.
Kung Fu Panda. 10.
Yogi Berra or whatever?
Incorrect.
Who is Pablo Sandoval?
Pablo Sandoval is correct.
Dang it.
Boom. Pablo Sandoval was given to him by teammate Barry Zito in Sandoval's rookie year of 2008 after he scored a run by jumping over the tag of Dodgers catcher Danny Ardoin.
Sure.
He is listed at the time. Sandoval was listed at 5'10", 270 pounds.
See, I just have to pray that you just
miss some of them.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got to and get with some
right.
of these 500s
left. And it is
left.
Back to Brooks, right? You trail by 200 points.
Okay, and I'm going to go to NASCAR for five.
NASCAR five. The Silver Fox.
Oh, man. Who is...
10.
Who's Dale Jarrett?
Incorrect. Jack, take a stab.
Can you say the nickname one more time for me?
The Silver Fox.
Silver Fox.
Ooh, I have another guess, but
I'm going to go with Dale Waltrip.
Incorrect.
Is it Mark Martin?
It is not.
Ah.
That would have been
good. No points allowed. It is David Pearson. Oh. David Pearson was known as the Fox early in his career. He got older. His hair started going gray, and they started calling him the Silver Fox.
Okay.
So that is NASCAR done.
So I'm still back trailing to, by two.
Yep. Trailing by 200. Back to Jack.
I'm going to go miscellaneous 500.
Miscellaneous for five.
Mm.
The Walrus in the sport of golf. The Walrus. This is one of my favorite ones for the description I get to read.
Oh, man.
I'm blanking on his name.
10. 3.
I don't know.
2. 1. Brooksy.
Is it John Daly?
It is not John
That's
Daly.
That's who I was thinking, though.
It is Craig Stadler. He was named for his large build and bushy mustache. His son, Kevin, who went on to win the Masters in 1982, was known as the Smallrus. And that is really funny. All right, so we've got four questions left. We've got the 500 in football and basketball, and then 3, 4, and 5 left in baseball.
I'm going to say...
Good baseball.
You see...
You trail by 200 points.
I do. I'm going to go... You know what? Let's do baseball for three.
Baseball for three.
This would give me the lead if I get it.
You'll probably get this. The big unit.
The big... Frank Thomas.
No.
No, that's a big hurt. I at least know
big
that
hurt
one.
Is Frank Thomas. Jack, you have a chance to steal. For anybody wondering, I'm giving each contestant 15 seconds to answer. You're at 10, Jack.
Oh, I know who
Five.
This is. Dang
Aaron
it,
Judge,
so
I don't
mad. I'm
incorrect.
So mad.
It's Randy Johnson.
Dang it. I'm so mad.
Throughout much of his career, the 6'10" Johnson was the tallest
the
player. Was the tallest player in the history of Major League Baseball.
I'm
he
so
is
mad
no
at
longer.
Myself.
There have been some 6'11" players. So back to Jack. Jack, you're ahead by 200 still.
I got
to
get these. So basketball for 500.
Basketball for five.
So mad.
The owl without a vowel.
My lord.
I have never heard of this guy, but I loved this nickname.
Can I get a team he played for? Can if I may.
Fine.
I'll tell you he played it. He played college basketball at Temple, and that's why he's the owl without a
okay.
vowel, because he played at Temple.
And do much for me, but
five.
Andre Iguodala.
No. Brooks, you have a chance to steal.
I don't know any Temple players.
You're going to cede your
who is,
turn.
Who is Allen Iverson?
Incorrect. This is James Milkvy.
Sure.
Whose How last can name, we forget?
Whose last name is spelled M-L-K-V-Y.
All right. That makes
so
sense.
So we are done with the basketball category. You have 400 and 500 in baseball and 500 in football left.
All right.
Brooks,
so
you still trail by just 200
don't do
points.
It, Brooks. Don't
baseball
do it.
For four. Oh, okay. You erased football. We're supposed to be
don't
erase
we?
Basketball.
Whoops. Hey, the 500's still up there for right. for
we know
for football.
We know it's in our hearts.
All right, baseball for 400. The Splendid Splinter.
Jeez, I have no clue.
10 seconds.
Golly, Splendid Splinter. I don't know.
Five, three.
Who is Raleigh Fingers?
Incorrect. Wasn't Raleigh Fingers a pitcher?
Yeah.
Why would he? Anyway, back to Jack.
I do That's not fair. Know. I blank.
All right. As we get into the harder ones, you guys are struggling. We're still at 1,100 to 1,300.
Yeah.
Jack is still in the lead. It's Ted Williams.
Oh.
He was
okay.
derived from okay. how well he swung the bat, but also his rail thin frame at 6'3", 205 pounds. He had other good nicknames, including Teddy Ballgame, the Thumper, and the Kid.
All right, so we have 500 for football and 500 for baseball.
Correct.
And it's Jack's turn.
You know, I'm going to make this interesting. By going for 500 for baseball
okay.
to hopefully leave 500 for football left as the game-winning question.
Ooh,
500 baseball.
That's a good play.
The human rain delay.
The human rain delay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Brooks, 15 seconds. The human rain delay.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. You see, this is
10.
Josh Donaldson, he was bringer of rain.
Incorrect.
I was scared there for a second.
This is Mark Hargrove. He got the name because of his at-bat routine. After every pitch, he steps out and readjusts every piece of his equipment meticulously.
That's funny.
So they called him the human rain delay. Your final hint, final question for the Wren. Brooks, if you get it, you win. Well, if you don't,
Jack. No, it's to me. It's
no,
to
it,
me.
It is to you because he chose baseball. Yeah, that's right. To be it's interesting. To
yeah.
So, Brooks, this is to you.
All right.
The albino rhino.
Who is Brian Urlacher?
Incorrect. Jack, you win either way. It doesn't matter.
Jack's won.
The albino rhino. Can I get a team he played for?
I think he played for the Broncos. 10.
I do not know.
5.
I think I've heard that one, though.
It is Carl Mecklenburg. According to Mecklenburg, there is no story. One day, a friend in college just started calling him that, and the name stuck. So your final tally here, Jack wins 1,300 points to Brooks's 1,100. Close game, guys.